You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Thursday, good show coming up for you. We'll take a look at what would have been the opening day as far as Major League Baseball is concerned for 2020. Also on the program today, they are out, the high school football schedules for 2020. Look forward to better things, if you will, hopefully, as we get into the back half of the month of August. We'll talk about that. Remember, a legend, and the latest in news and notes from sports and around our neck of the woods as far as the fight against the coronavirus is concerned. Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. And from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Scott Unash coming your way here on KGYM 1600 AM, along with 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the Gym OT 107.5 FM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We are presented by the good folks at Hennings Financial. Couldn't do it without them. A big thanks to Hennings Financial. You can find out much, much more about them, and we invite you to do so by logging on to our website at kgymradio.com. They are your retirement rollover specialists. They are a Cedar Rapids and local-based financial services firm, and they're focused on your retirement journey. Find out more by going to the website at kgymradio.com, clicking on Hennings Financial's tab, and finding out more about that. I'm here in studio, Mark Dukes, on the porch again, I would imagine. Maybe with the window open, maybe with the window closed. We'll see. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope everyone else is as well. And looking forward to today's show, as always, and looking at a little baseball, but it's from the past.
Yeah. Well, at least we're getting a little bit of baseball anyway. Today would have been the opening day of the 2020 Major League Baseball season, and of course that has been postponed, if you will, according to the official website of Major League Baseball, MLB.com. I know Todd hit upon this yesterday, but it's really bizarre 24 hours to go to the website and see starting pitchers still shown. And you know, at least they put postponed on all the games today. I was looking at with buttons in at the website in the office, and they still don't have postponed for tomorrow. So don't get your hopes up, everybody. We're not playing baseball tomorrow, I don't think.
No, but you can consume some baseball at various places. I know Major League Baseball Network is just watched the end of a game from the mid-90s. The Yankees and Indians, in which Derek Jeter hit an opening day home run. Clayton Kershaw's shutout being shown now. And then the regional networks watched a little of the White Sox on Fox Sports Chicago and Fox Sports North and Milwaukee Brewers showing a classic. A lot of them opening days, many from last season. But it was kind of fun to click around and see what was out there. But certainly wish it was live baseball.
Sure, I would second that as well. First Federal Credit Union, text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Check them out at their website at firstfedcu.com. And yeah, I rewatched the Mark Burley perfect game. I have to do that about once every year about this time to get the blood going a little bit and the juices flowing, but just didn't have that same. Today, I've got to say, we're all going through this together, no doubt about that. Governor Reynolds and the state of Iowa having their daily briefing right now as far as the fight against the coronavirus is concerned and COVID-19 right now. And as you would imagine, the curve continues to go up, that because there is more testing going on right now. We went from, in the state of Iowa, 145 confirmed cases to 179 around the state today. So not the greatest news there, but we remain diligent as far as our fight is concerned. But I got to say, this is the two-week mark. Since things started to be postponed, and it hit hard today, as far as I'm concerned, not only with the opening of Major League Baseball, but the news today, and I think we all knew it was coming, but the latest domino to fall in the sports schedule fell earlier today as Roger Penske, the brand new owner of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, announced that the 2020 Indianapolis 500 is going to be postponed, and it has been pushed back to Sunday, August the 23rd. And that will be very interesting to attend in August at a very warm Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I got to think. Although the temperatures have been in the mid to high 90s before for the race in May, but we'll see what happens in August. But it hit home today. It hit home even more today.
Yeah, it does hit home for you in particular, because I know you and a crew from a bunch of your friends have traveled to Indianapolis many, many times. And now you have the whole summer to wait for that race. Hopefully it will take place. But the fact that it's in, you know, just pretty much around the corner, it doesn't surprise me.
No. Scheduled Memorial Day, obviously. So there you go. There's the latest domino to fall as far as the sports world is concerned. And now you're done with May. Now you're looking into June as far as the sports schedule. And the next big June event, or next big scheduled sports event, unless we get the resumption of baseball, we get the resumption of the NBA, I'm just going by the next big sports event is going to be the 120th playing of the United States Open Golf Championship. That's the next event that is scheduled, I think, Mark, right now, and that is scheduled for mid-June.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Of course, it all depends on the progress or lack thereof of the virus, and organizers, much like businesses and everyone else, kind of playing a wait-and-see game, but trying to make some wise decisions, and I think many really have. By the way, you mentioned Governor Reynolds' news conference. About the only news that I could pick up out of there was that she has extended by a week the closing of restaurants and many retail outlets. That was already in place. She's extended it through April 7th. She was asked about schools. She had previously closed them until April 13th and is not ready to extend that right now if she ever does. So schools still closed as of right now until April 13th. And, of course, that affects the spring sports, who would be practicing, perhaps playing some contests right now. So we'll see what happens with the spring season. It doesn't look very promising. Again, it's a wait and see.
It is a wait and see situation, as you mentioned right there, Mark. And one can hope, but we'll see. I guess that's the best way to play. We're all playing it by ear at this point. By the way, just to piggyback on the notion of the U.S. Open, and if you don't think it's in very much peril, then you have not done your homework, because the 120th United States Open is scheduled to be played the week of June the 15th through the 21st at Winged Foot, Mark, which is
it's in New York.
Outside of New York, Mamaroneck, New York, at the Winged Foot Golf and Country Club. And New York City is pretty much point zero right now as far as the worst of the coronavirus is concerned. So we'll see. We'll see. I got to say that I am not super optimistic that the United States Open is going to be played in mid-June outside of New York City.
Especially at that site, as you mentioned, you know, if it was in Tulsa or, you know, name a city that has been less impacted, and every city falls into that category, I guess. But the fact that it is right outside, you know, in New York, That's going to weigh heavily. I'm quite sure of that.
And it's not a situation where, okay, everything, if it is close to being normal around the country, other than New York, you can say, well, let's just move it somewhere else. These places take, right now we have through 2027 for the United States Open golf venues that have been announced. And you just can't go, okay, 2021, Torrey Pines, you're not going to host it next year. You're going to host it this year. We're going to push this one back to 2021.
No, it doesn't happen that way in golf and other sports. You know, these clubs and the PGA or USGA, whoever's administering the event, spends a year or more preparing for one event. The superintendents at the specific courses, I mean, you just can't change venues on a dime.
No, you can't. You cannot do that. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line if you would like to weigh in here today. We do have sad news today in the sports world as a true legend lost earlier today, I believe at the age of 77, passing away outside of Houston, Texas today. And that would be the legendary Globetrotter Mark Curly Neal, the great point guard, the bald-headed point guard who played with Meadowlark Lemon for so many years, as it was announced by several outlets, including the AP just a few minutes ago. The dribbling wizard who entertained millions with the Globetrotters for three decades has passed away at the age of 77. How many times did you see Curly Neal?
Probably a handful of times. I actually covered the Globetrotters and the Generals back at, I don't remember the year, but I think the game was at Kennedy High School.
Hmm. Okay.
And that goes back a ways. But Neil was there, Meadowlark Lemon. Depending on where they went, they had slightly different teams.
True.
But I was able to quote-unquote cover that game. And it was interesting going into the locker room because the Generals and the Globetrotters were in the same locker room. And, you know.
Are you saying there may have been some cahootinizing going on?
Curly Neal is a lot of fun. You know, he averaged 22 or 3 points a game at a small college in North Carolina. So he could obviously play, but man, the guy could dribble. And I would say, along with Meadowlark Lemon and Marcus Haynes, probably among the most iconic Globetrotters. And you know the history of the Globetrotters. This guy played in 97 different countries. Yeah. Imagine that.
That's just amazing. I probably saw the Globetrotters with Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal at least three times during my youth. I never covered them in the same locker room as the Generals, though.
We had a Globetrotter or two on the show in the past.
Yes, we have.
As I remember, yeah.
Yes, we have. Now, I don't know if nowadays there are actually, like you mentioned, there are two separate teams that so they can double up the country as far as getting around. At least that's the way it was the last time we had a Globetrotter into our studios here. But I think back in the day there was just Curly Neal and Meadowlark and that crew, and they would just barnstorm the country going around and and making kids happy. Now you got a couple of different squads that go around as far as the Globetrotters are concerned. But a real honor to play for the Globetrotters. And of course a lot of people probably remember the Globetrotters for the infamous exhibition game against the Hawkeyes a few years ago. that may or may not have surprised then Hawkeye coach Steve Alford by how well the Globetrotters played.
I had forgotten about that. Yeah, those guys could play. I mean, they're entertainers more than anything else, but those guys can play. They wouldn't be a Globetrotter. And I shouldn't say guys because there have been women.
Yes, there have.
Now that have been introduced into the Globetrotters, but it's got a tremendous history. Wilt Chamberlain played for the Globetrotters, among others, but I'd forgotten about that game at Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Steve Alford wishes he forgot about that game sometimes between the Globetrotters and the Hawkeyes, that exhibition down at Carver Hawkeye Arena a few years ago. Everyone was used to, you know, the Globetrotters just putting on a nice show. There was no bucket full of confetti when they were playing the Hawkeyes that night.
No.
They came to play for that particular evening at Carver Hawkeye. That was not Athletes in Action or Marathon Oil back then. You remember, those were interesting games.
Which ones? The Globetrotters?
Well, that was the exhibition games, the old exhibition games that Iowa and other teams, Iowa State, would play against Marathon Oil or Athletes in Action or those teams of the like down there before the year would get started. So
yeah, because those guys were recent college players by and large. Not all of them, but they were stars in their own right at different schools. And, you know, Athletes in Action was a Christian-based organization that you know, put out some teams there. And Marathon Oil, I think Marathon Oil had some terrific teams.
They did.
And beat several high-profile college basketball teams. But, yeah, those were fun.
They were. 319-366-1600, your favorite memory of Iowa or Iowa State versus Marathon Oil. It was usually back-to-back nights. They would go to Ames and then go to Iowa City. And they had several different teams, too, Marathon Oil teams and Athletes in Action teams. So, and then you'd always wait for the news conference afterwards where the so-called coach of those teams would go on and compare Iowa or Iowa State with how good they were against the rest of the teams they played on the tour. And you just waited for bated breath to say, oh, you know, Iowa's going to have a great team this year, or Iowa State's going to have a great team this year. But I miss those days.
Time gone by, much like a lot of the Globetrotter memories that people have. But Curly Neal was, again, one of the icons that you talked about.
How did we get from Curly Neal to Marathon Oil?
Well, you're pretty good at segues, Scott.
20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class presented by Hennings Financial here on KGYM. By the way, tomorrow we are going to dig in a little bit early due to, it's a different time right now, and we are going to bring back early this year in 2020 our Friday topics. And we're going to let you know about our topic. Mark's picked a good one for this week, and we're going to let you know about our topic coming up in just a little bit before 4 o'clock here today. So we'll have that coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to topicking it up with everybody out there.
Yeah, we'll bring that topic, that subject to you later so you can give it some thought. But on that and any other news we talk about today, you can join us on the First Federal Credit Union text line, 366-1600. And I assume Buttons is in the studio
as
well, right?
Yes, he's there.
Okay.
I'm looking at him right now.
I miss you, Buttons.
He's waving at you. Before we get to a break, Cyclone Tim weighing in on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Naz Long always has something to fall back on when he's done with the NBA. He's the first picked in their draft a few years ago. That would imagine that would be the, Marathon Oil Athletes in Action, things like that, or the Globetrotters. One of the three right there. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and football schedules to talk about. As they are out for 2020, just for 2020, as far as Iowa high school football is concerned. We'll talk about that, take you through some of them, talk about some of the idiosyncrasies, what have you, when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Here's important information from the Iowa Department of Public Health. COVID-19 is spreading in Iowa. More Iowans will become ill. Most will have only mild or moderate illness. These people may not need to be tested. If you need to see a medical provider, call first. Don't just walk into the clinic. All ill Iowans should stay isolated at home until they don't have a fever for at least 3 days. Their cough or shortness of breath have improved, and it's been at least 7 days since symptoms started. Questions? Call the COVID-19 info line at 211. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And we would be giving you normally a wrap-up of the night on the lanes at May City Bowl, the official sponsor. It will again be the official glorious sponsor of Bowling Night in America here on KGYM and when it comes back. And it will be back, probably not the way it sounds next week after the declaration by Governor Reynolds today, though, Mark. I would imagine we're going to have probably at least another week.
Well, that's a certainty. But, you know, sometimes we give you good news about the Rusty Nails, sometimes not so much. So let's assume this week would have been good news, huh?
We'll assume. If you want to assume more, we can say we would have had the jacket 2 weeks ago. We can go with that. We would have won it back. We can just, you know, we can pile on good news. But when all this is done, please remember Tom and everybody over at May City Bowl, one of the great local sponsors that help us out here on KGYM. Get out there and do some bowling as we get into the summer months as well. And they have not forgotten about summer leagues, which will get started in May, hopefully. And you can inquire about that. All you need to do, Mark, is give them a call or just visit the website.
Yep, 362-0136 is the number to call. The website, MayCityBowlCR.com. A comment on my Twitter feed from our friend Brad Stovey, the Xavier coach of many sports, I guess, football, basketball. Scott Unas, master of the segue, Globetrotters to Marathon Oil. How about that?
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that.
Did you hear
that.
Brad had a hole-in-one, the first one of the season at Indian Creek? Hardly anybody's gotten out. He's already got a hole-in-one.
I know that. I'm jealous on two fronts.
Way to go, Brad.
2258, otherwise known as our friend Justin Whittle. That's a big assumption, Scott. Need I remind you what place the pin pals are in? No, you don't have to remind us, Justin. We know. Pin pals, one of the great, great stories of 2020, of an abbreviated sports year so far. But yes, one of the great stories out there. 309-366-1600. 86.
Would you like to segue, Scott?
Well, I got to say, 8683 congratulates us on our 300 games. And our hole in ones.
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but yeah.
That last ball was tough, but man alive, it felt good after you threw it. Holy cow. See, we're just going on the assumption that all went well last night at Bowling Night in America since we did not have one. But we will have one, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future. We'll see how it all plays out. 328. The news of the day around these parts is the long-awaited release of the 2020 Iowa High School football schedules for the fall. Everybody has a schedule now, Mark, and some very interesting things coming up with the release of the schedules. Of course, in Class 4A, the big story is the fact that you don't have districts this year. You have groups, which basically only do serve one purpose, and that is to group your schedule together for a portion of your schedule to get like games in comparison to your team's record over the last 5 years. That's what the groups are there for. Everybody's going to be lumped together once the games start in late August. And after that, it'll be the top 16 teams moving on as far as playoffs are concerned out of the 40 in Class 4A. Still districts in 3A, 2A, 1AA, and 8-player football right now.
Yeah, I have several takeaways, and I think we're going to get into this, Scott. And first of all, something that's still unknown. As you know, Iowa and Minnesota play football on Friday night, September 18th, which is smack dab in the middle of week four, I believe.
Week four.
Of the season. And as you know, it's not Montana coming to Iowa City, it's Minnesota.
Well, I was going to Minnesota. You're right.
Oh, I was going to Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the opponent, and the question is whether some of these high school games scheduled on Friday, September 18th, are going to move. And I've already seen Xavier and Linmar will be playing that Thursday night, September 17th. But, for example, on Friday the 18th, you've got Kennedy and Prairie getting together, Senior and Washington at Kingston Stadium. Jefferson travels to Davenport West. Mount Pleasant is at Marion. Regina and West Branch get together, for example.
Huge game, huge game.
Yeah. Ankeny is at Iowa City Liberty. So Ankeny, by the way, you know, maybe the number one team in Class 4A. But aside from that, you know, the home athletic director or the school will make the decision. Call the other school and, you know, do you want to switch it to Thursday or Saturday? Whatnot. So I think that's something we'll have to track between now and the start of the season. Other than that, I think we've got some super interesting matchups we haven't seen in almost 50 years. For example, Jefferson's going to play Des Moines East for the first time since 1970. Its homecoming game is going to be against Davenport Central.
Who can forget that?
Yeah. The 1965 Dream Game and other schools in the same situation. And, you know, Washington's going to play Des Moines North and Southeast Polk, for example. And then the difficulty of some of the schedules, I think, are at the top of the list, maybe Xavier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Xavier got a very tough schedule. The purpose of the groupings in Class 4A were to give the Iowa High School Athletic Association believes, number one, to help out as far as numbers are concerned in participation is to get and to help out with just the overall popularity of the sport is to get better matchups. And that's what this whole grouping process is about. We will see how it all plays out for 2020. So far, but you're going to get schools. Let's take a look at Dowling, for example.
Sure.
Which has won 125 straight Class 4A state championships or something like that. And by the way, are rumored to have at least one very big transfer coming in. That's a whole different thing. Anyway, Dowling in the past would play about two or three games that were very difficult and six where they could basically name the score that they wanted to have. If they wanted to win by 70, they could win by 70. If they wanted to win by 45, they could win by 45. And that's what they're trying to eliminate in Class 4A. So you have, for example, a Dowling, or maybe closer to here, a Kennedy, that has a schedule that is pretty loaded. I mean, you take a look at Dowling, for example, this year. Dowling will have, as their nine games, they will start at the Dome against Cedar Falls. Then they play their annual game against West Des Moines Valley. They'll play Urbandale. They'll go to Centennial, at Johnston, Waukee. Now, they do get Des Moines Roosevelt, but Roosevelt was a playoff team last year. And then Dowling will go to Bettendorf, and they'll conclude the season against another playoff team in Fort Dodge. So that is a much more difficult schedule for Dowling this year. Kennedy closer to home. And we'll get into this coming up, the significance of this first game. Kennedy will start off with Linmar at Kingston Stadium. They'll take on Jefferson. Kennedy, Wash, and Jeff are always going to play one another. They've established that fact since district football started. But then Kennedy gets Bettendorf at Prairie, Indianola, Pleasant Valley, at Davenport North, Wash, and then Cedar Falls. So you see what the state is trying to do here, Mark. They're trying to get, they're trying to avoid the 35-point rule games, is what they're trying to do.
Well, very much so. That's the reason for the success model. And as you outlined, this is for 1 year. And it could be extended. We don't know. But this is in a one-year experiment. And I think the state association is going to see how it all plays out. You mentioned Dowling and Kennedy. I think at least the metro between Kennedy and Xavier, I think you have to add Prairie in there with a tough schedule as well. Opening at Pleasant Valley, hosting Bettendorf, going to the Dome, play Cedar Falls, a game against Kennedy, home game against Liberty, and then at back-to-back weeks at Dubuque Senior, and closing with Southeast Polk and Ankeny at home. That's no bargain either, but it's the price you pay, so to speak, for your success the past five seasons.
It's kind of, then, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, and Dowling's counterpart, West Des Moines Valley, is one of those schools that leaves the metro only once. And we'll talk about Kennedy's situation here in a minute, which is very similar. Dowling only has to leave the metro area once, and that's a trip to Sioux City East. Otherwise, everything is either at home or in that, you know, Southeast Polk and Ankeny, and just don't have to travel very far. So as opposed to Dowling, I think Valley has a very favorable schedule.
335, it's kind of like, it's sort of the Iowa equivalency of the English Premier League. If you do well, you're going to stay up in the higher standings and in the higher serial, but you're going to have a harder schedule. If you drop a little bit, you may be what is the proper term for that? Relegated down, or whatever they call it, or whatever the case may be, and your schedule is going to be
promoted.
Your schedule is going to be a little bit easier down the line, and you know that's just. They're going to try it. Why not? Try something different. We haven't stumbled upon the greatest formula yet, although I thought last year's was about as close as it could get with the RPI. But that continues to be the way they'll formulate as far as the playoffs are concerned. 319-366-1600, First Federal Credit Union text line. Again, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to talk about schedules or know about schedules, etc., they are up at the Iowa High School website at IAHSAA.org. I was with you. I wanted to see how many games had already been moved to the 17th. Now, we can't assume that the Xavier-Linmar game has been moved because of Iowa-Minnesota, but I would bet my bottom dollar it has. And I would bet that we're going to see a lot more of these games be moved in week four from Friday, September the 18th to Thursday, September the 17th. I think you're going to see a lot more of those games being moved. In fact, I would go on a limb right now to say I would predict nearly 50% of those games on that particular night are going to be moved to Thursday. I think it's going to be that
not
way.
Not many athletic directors want to butt heads with Iowa football, whether the Hawks are at home or, you know, on the Big Ten Network on a Friday night. And I mentioned that Prairie Kennedy game. That is one of those on right now scheduled September 18th. And as we talk about Kennedy, Kennedy has to leave town or the metro area only once all season. And that will be week seven when the Cougars travel to Davenport North. Otherwise, you know, road games technically are against Jefferson and Wash, but of course those games are at Kingston. And then as it works out, again, Kennedy only has to leave town once all year. And that's very similar to what Jefferson had last year. The Jayhawks only had to leave town once. That was a trip to Waterloo. Now this year, Jefferson has to travel to games in Waterloo, Davenport, Dubuque, and Johnston. So Kennedy can really capitalize on that schedule. I think the Cougars will be good again. but that's a little quirk in you know, what's happening here.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600. Another interesting note as far as the schedules are concerned has to do with the opening game. I mentioned between Kennedy and Linmar, week number one will be played on August 29th, which is a Saturday. There is no college football. There is no NFL football that day. So Kennedy and Linmar got together, and instead of playing a Thursday night game, the 28th at Kingston Stadium, or the 27th, they're going to play that game on Saturday. I don't know if it's an afternoon game. I don't know if it's a night game, whatever the case may be, but it will be on Saturday. So a little throwback, if you will, for that opening weekend.
Can we have a 1 o'clock start just for old time's sake?
Well, we are going to have Aaron Stecker, the Kennedy Athletic Director, on coming up next Tuesday to kind of speak on behalf of the high school athletic directors and just give an update on what exactly they are going through as far as just with the fight against the coronavirus spread, et cetera. Our thanks to Aaron, who's going to join us on Tuesday. We'll ask him how that came about, and you can make your plea for a 1 o'clock kickoff.
I will do so. And I know Aaron and many other athletic directors have been busy. I talked to Chris Deem at Jefferson today. Kind of ask him what this period of 2 weeks has been like. And he said it's really hard to describe, kind of weird. You know, last week was spring break for many schools. And Chris normally would have, you know, gone off and the family, taken a much deserved vacation. But, of course, they couldn't. And it didn't feel like spring break. And in the meantime, he's finally got the schedules. I know they came out later than what a lot of athletic directors would have liked. But I know there's been discussion about what's going to happen in the spring as well. Chris and his counterparts at Kennedy and Washington have talked to the state association about what might happen in the spring. I think that it was at the request of the state. And the discussion was, you know, if it comes to, well, it's already going to be shortened. And the question was shortened or no season at all. And I think those three athletic directors, among most probably, would much rather have a shortened season than no season at all. So that's out there as well.
Yeah, and it, like I said, it just depends on how everything plays out over the next handful of weeks or so. As, again, Governor Reynolds, in case you missed it earlier on today in the briefing, the daily briefing as far as the state is concerned, mentioned the fact that she is going to extend by 1 week the closings of schools, recreation centers, et cetera, all the way down the line right there. So,
Not schools.
I beg your pardon. You're right. Not schools.
Yeah.
Not schools as of yet. 319-366-1600. And like I said, I think if you, well, I know if you survey the athletes out there, they don't care if they get a three-week season or whatever the case may be, especially the seniors. They want to go out there. They don't need a lot of coaches I have saw on Twitter have posted that we need all we need is a championship season. We can get out there, get maybe a week or two of practice in, get everybody's legs underneath them one more time. And as far as the track people are concerned, go out, run the conference meets, run the state qualifying meets, run the state meet, call it good for this year.
Well, that would be very optimistic, and I think the optimum thing that could happen for those sports and those athletes, as you mentioned, particularly the seniors who get one last chance for glory. And I'm sorry to say, it may be taken away from them depending on what happens in the next few weeks.
True. Very much so. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk a little bit more about the football schedules, if you will, and more on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. We'll be back. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with the 11% off everything. Mastercraft is the name to know for top quality entry and interior doors. You'll find the perfect door to fit your home. Choose from our in-stock selection or design your door your way with our door designer. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Sale prices are good through Saturday, March 28th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and smartrockin.com.
It's spring, and with the Home Depot in your corner, there's never been a better time to be a doer. With new ways to knock more projects off your list, download our app for new tools like image search. Snap a picture of something, it'll tell you what it is, and our product locator will lead you right to it in the store. Can't make it to the store? We have a truckload of convenient delivery options. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer this spring at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We are back, 3:46 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the 4 o'clock hour here today. Todd Rommelkamp Show comes up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and we've got classic NCAA basketball for you tonight. 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, 106.3 in Iowa City. As coming up tonight, the great comeback game from 2005. Illinois and Arizona. I imagine if you're a fan of the Fighting Illini, you're going to enjoy the game a lot more than you are if you're a fan of the Arizona Wildcats tonight.
No doubt about that. That's for sure. And it should be interesting to listen to. And we've got more games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, we do. Tomorrow night, Friday night, again, 7 o'clock. It'll be the 83 championship game, the classic game with Jim Valvano's Cinderella, North Carolina State Wolfpack, and Guy Lewis's Houston Cougars going at it. Then coming up on Saturday for you, the doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock a.m., it'll be George Mason and Connecticut from 2006, the regional final there for George Mason and the Patriots. The 2010 championship game between Duke and Butler. And then on Sunday at 11 o'clock from 2003, Kentucky Marquette, followed by the 82 national championship game between North Carolina and Georgetown. So some good basketball from past Final Fours coming your way, or NCAA finals and tournament games, I should say, right here on KGYM. Before we leave the realm of the football here, you mentioned some of the interesting things. Xavier's schedule. How about this for tough? Western Dubuque, Waverly Shell Rock, at North Scott, at Linmar, Clear Creek Amana, Newton, at Oski, at Grinnell, and Benton. That's Xavier's schedule this year. That's pretty tough.
No, it's at a minimum front loaded, at a maximum very, very difficult. But I know Dwayne Schulte and his crew will be up for the task.
Very much so. Very much so. Our friend Scott of the show, outstanding media coordinator performance during your game tonight. Was Scott a member of that crew? Yeah. I think he was for Illinois and Arizona as far as that particular game is concerned. Wanted to throw this out there. You mentioned some of the interesting matchups as far as the schedule is concerned. Jefferson, of course, playing Washington and Kennedy. Wash Jeff will open up the season, by the way, at Kingston on Friday night, August the 28th. That should be a great night and a great crowd, and the third game in the Cedar River Rivalry Trophy Series. So that one should be a good one. Looking forward to that, opening the season with Wash and Jeff. That hasn't happened in a while for the Jayhawks and the Warriors to meet on opening night, but will happen.
It has not happened. I shouldn't say ever. They've met almost 60 times in the history, but maybe more than 60. I'm not quite sure about that. But last year it was Kennedy and Jeff that opened the season, and Kennedy, you know, you don't normally see that right out of the chute either. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting start to the season there. And you know, I talked about some of the, we talked about some of the interesting matchups that you may have not seen for a while. I think it's interesting in the Quad City, Scott, that some Quad City teams are going to play teams from across the river.
Yeah.
For example, Moline and Rock Island, and that hasn't happened since 1984.
Yeah.
So I think that's one very interesting aspect of things as well.
Yeah. I know North Scott's going to play Sterling, Illinois, which is going to be a heck of a game there. And, yeah, you mentioned some of the Davenport area schools. A lot more crossing the borders this year. Council Bluffs teams are going to play some Nebraska teams. The Sioux City teams are going to play some Nebraska, South Sioux City, Nebraska, I know, this year. So going to be some interesting games, no doubt about that. And Jeff's got a game with Des Moines East. They're going to have Davenport Central, and I know you got your pulse on that. They got to have something to do with the 55th anniversary of what a lot of people recall as the greatest game in the state of Iowa history, played in front of 16,000 or so at Kingston Stadium back in 1965.
Yeah, that was a classic, and I'm not sure if that was one, but maybe another game that it had live TV.
Yeah,
perhaps that was a previous game that was in Davenport. I can't remember for sure, but that was just a huge deal back then. Something you're never going to see again at Kingston Stadium, I don't think, unfortunately.
Well, they don't have 16,000 seats anymore at Kingston Stadium for They took out the horseshoe, so that's the first problem with it. But Kennedy's going to play Indianola. Jeff's going to play Des Moines East in addition with Davenport Central. Jeff also gets Johnston. Wash is going to go to Des Moines North this year. They're also going to go to Southeast Polk this year. The Iowa City schools. Liberty is going to start off back-to-back with West and City High in 2020 for the fall. City High is going to keep up the Cy-Hawk game with Ames, the little Cy-Hawk game. City is going to play Des Moines Lincoln as well as Des Moines North and Ames. So they're going to get a little bit of a Central Iowa flavor right there. Liberty is going to play Ankeny Centennial. West High is going to play Southeast Polk again. They've got a nice little rivalry over the last handful of years with the Southeast Polk Rams. Also going to play at Urbandale this year. Linmar is going to host Waukee coming over here in week number 3. So there's an interesting one. Plus, Marshalltown's going to be at Linmar in week number 8 of the season. And Prairie ends their year with back-to-back home games against Southeast Polk and Ankeny. So that's... That's going to be a little bit unusual for the Prairie Hawks right there.
It is indeed. And we haven't touched on Marion. Let's quick run down that schedule. At Washington, Iowa for the opener, and then at Center Point, Urbana. Home games against Solon and Mount Pleasant. Then a game at Davenport Assumption, a game at Clinton. Home games against Dubuque Wallert, North Scott, and then at Central DeWitt. Indians hoping for a bounce back here. That's a pretty difficult schedule.
It is. It is. Coach Lovell and the Indians right there as they try to bounce back with things. And, yes, you can check those out at the association's website. Again, that's IAHSAA.org, and just find that under News of the Day. The big new piece of news today will be Curly Neal passing away at the age of 77, the former Globetrotter. And then the news that the Indianapolis 500 has been postponed until August the 23rd. So make your plans. Get those moved if you have hotel reservations, etc. So, which we did earlier today. So
there's been so many great gestures during this time of the virus. And how about Drew Brees and his wife donating $5 million for meals for those in need? I know Louisiana and New Orleans is becoming somewhat of a hot spot, but it doesn't matter whether Drew Brees can afford it or not. That's quite a gesture.
No doubt, no doubt. And just a handful of great gestures by the sports world, entertainment world, and just people like that. And can't say enough to all the folks out there on the front lines as far as hospitals and clinics are concerned, the folks stocking the grocery shelves, and couldn't do it without those people out there. So big thanks from all of us at KGYM to all those people out there. Going to take our final break. We'll come back and wrap things up here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come right after this on KGYM.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thursday night, Westwood One presents great games in NCAA tournament history. The Elite Eight battle between Arizona and Illinois, one of the most improbable comebacks in tournament history. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join me as we listen back to the full game broadcast and hear from some of the players and coaches that were a part of that March Madness moment right here.
Thursday night starting at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Every quarter, the score may change. Every period, you may find yourself shifting strategy. Every season, your business might need to recruit new players. And having the right support in place can be the difference maker. That's why ADP makes sure your lineup is solid. With a broad range of HR tools and data-driven insights, ADP can help your team achieve what they're working for. With HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Skechers presents football legend Tony Romo for Skechers slip-ons.
I'm a guy who likes to take it easy. That's why I wear slip-ons from Skechers.
They're a touchdown in convenience.
Right. There's no laces, so they slip on and slip off. Easy. Plus, they've got Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam for lasting all-day comfort.
Slip-ons march comfort down the field.
Do you ever say anything that's not a sports cliche?
Try Skechers slip-ons today. Available at Skechers stores and other fine retailers everywhere.
Stop there. You're perfect.
Friday, Westwood One presents another great game in NCAA tournament history. Hi, Kevin Kugler here, inviting you to join us for the full game rebroadcast of the iconic 1983 NCAA title match between the Houston Cougars and the North Carolina State Wolfpack. It was Phi Slamma Jamma versus the Cardiac Pack and produced one of the biggest upsets in tournament history. Join us for some great March Madness memories right here.
This Friday night, starting at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Back with you to wrap things up. Final minute of the gym class on this Thursday. Mark, we got to divulge our topic for tomorrow, and I will let you do the honors.
We'll give you 23 hours to think about it. What sports moment broke your heart the most? It could be something like the Iowa-Jacksonville game in 1970 basketball game. Could be Julian Vandervelde blowing the British Open. It could be your favorite team, something that happened in high school. Think about it. We'll kick it around tomorrow.
That'll be our Friday topic, our first one of 2020. What sports moment, local, national, international, broke your heart? What's our favorite Florida, former Florida state trooper?
Pembroke Burroughs III.
Thank you. His name will come up tomorrow. All right, stay tuned. Todd, coming your way next right here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.